produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Now, in today's lesson, I won't be that long message that I've dealt with from time to time. And I felt later, I was late last night, I was going to go another route. I began to talk, and we dealt with a couple of things I was going to deal with this morning. But I look at the church arena, and not just when I say church arena, not just Liberty, but across the spectrum of the church atmosphere. Not just one organization, but people are generally becoming lethargic in what they owe God. Meaning that we owe God more than just a walk through the door. We owe God more than just, Lord, I just thank you. And we say that sometimes like we don't even care. We owe God more than just saying, I'm here, let's get the show on the road. But we owe God our ultimate praise. I know so many times when we talk about that word praise that basically some people only use that as just a term of some mode of excitement. But praise is a true element in receiving your breakthrough. Out of Psalm 96, want you to go there. And noting the fact that the church that basically what we was brought up on was praise and prayer and the word. Now we trying to be these sophisticated where we come in and we sit dignified and we just want the preacher to preach me a good field sermon. And preach me a good little sermon, tickle my fancy. And I leave and I go to my favorite restaurant and go home and watch my favorite program. And we call it the day. I want you to know that Satan does not take a break to watch the program. He does not take a break that basically you can be relieved from him. But he is consistently and persistently pursuing the efforts to cause you to regress back from what God has established in your life. When we get to Psalm 96, the first verse read like this. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. I want to stop right there and talk to you about the purpose of my life. Can you tell somebody there is a purpose for your life? And most folks need to recognize that the purpose in your life is more than just trying to ascertain a certain plateau financially, even just to have the perfect fitted body, even more so just being able to generate influence. But God has a purpose. When I look over into Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 21, it reads, "This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise." And I just want to talk to you about the power of praise through the topic, the purpose of my life. There's power in the praise, and that praise is the purpose in your life. And this is something that I see that is fleeting, the average movement of the church now, to where we feel we need to be entertained. And we come to church and we listen to the music. We come to church and you might clap your hands. You might go through what you call the mode of worship. And then when it's all over with, you back into your lethargic attitude, your motion and your way of doing things. And then when it comes down to something that can happen in such an adverse way, in a tragic moment of life, you find yourself sometimes being broken to the point where tears just flow. Not only that the tears would flow, heart is heavy. And heart get heavy and you go to questioning God. A lot of times our questioning God is as if he's done something to us. You know how it is when one thing can happen out of another. You wonder, what is it? And God said, listen, if you have been praising me, you have been giving me what belongs to me, you wouldn't be asking me, what is it? But you're just being asked me when it's going to let up. Because it's just a matter of time that when you give God what belongs to him, that God begins to relinquish back to you what he's already promised. Power in your praise. Just more than a notion than somebody take you through the calisthenics and the motions of a service. And just talking about what kind of, but there's actual power in the praise. And that is your purpose. You go through so many things. You don't have enough money to give God. Oh, your time is just only composed and compassed about with 24 hours. So you really don't have all the adequate time that you can really give God, not for all that he's done for you. But we can offer him something, whether you broke then all out though. You can offer him this, that when you're going through your deepest difficulties of life, you can offer him this when you're on cloud nine. You can offer him this when look like the walls are closing in on you. You can offer him this and when death meets your doorstep. You can offer him this. And when the finances are piling up and the collectors are calling, you can offer him this when the body is wreaked with pain. And that is your praise. You all just tell somebody, you owe God some praise. I know the only time most of us go to God is when something has transpired that don't make us feel good. And as I said before, you want to almost indict God. Just like God did something to you. God is God. He don't have to negotiate and do nothing to you. And God's word is right. Hello, somebody. If his word said, I form you for myself. Form means that he shaped you. He created, he made you for himself. And he said, and this people, they shall show forth my praise. How you going to show forth his praise being grumpy every time God commissioned you to do something? But yet, you got some kind of reason to tell him why you can't. If you go back and just remember how Moses tried to get out of going to do what God had commissioned him to do. But when Moses finally adhered to what God was saying, when they got to the other side of that Red Sea, Sister Marion had enough sense to pick up a tamarind, and she began to have a praise service on the other side. But I just want you to know, she praised him before they can get to the Canaan. And that's what you got to recognize, that yeah, you're on the other side of the enemy, but you still got a Canaan to get to. And while you're in between the times, you ought to tell somebody you owe God some praise. Y'all said that mighty week and got to understand that this church brought up on praise. Hello. And a lot of time we get people to come into the church and they come from various organizations where you sit there and you just watch old Reverend just sit there and give you a little lecture. You nod your head. You said, hey, man, look like you was out of sync and you was out of place. But when God has done as much for you, and you sit up here like a mannequin in a department store and act like God hadn't done nothing, as great and as good as God been to you, we ought to take on the attributes of what praise represent. When you look at how David, the master praiser, even being accused of praising God too much, but he let that wife of his, Michelle, know, listen, it was God that chose me, hallelujah, to get the ark back into its place where it's supposed to be. Didn't bring it in under your daddy. Daddy Saul, didn't, God didn't allow him to do it, but I praise my God, but you ain't seen nothing yet. David got even more vile and danced more vile. I'm talking about till he danced all out of his clothes. Tell somebody that's when you're really praising him. Yeah, yeah. I've seen folk that praise God so they didn't care a thing about what they look like. And that's one thing about praise. You can't worry about what you got on. You can't worry about your hair going back. You can't worry about your mascara running. You got to learn how to give God some praise anyhow. Hello, somebody. Don't nobody know what you've been going through. People don't know what you've been encountering and what has happened and transpired in your life. And they can't understand it. And that's one thing that really confused the issue of Satan, that he can't understand how can you praise God when I've thrown everything I can throw in your way. Everything that can cause you to cry crocodile tears, but yet you standing there giving God glory, lifting him up, blessing his name, thanking him, running, jumping, shouting, just thanking God. Oh, tell somebody anytime is a good time to praise him. Some people never can get delivered because you can't never adhere to the principle. One of the worst things you can do is go through life and go through life repeating the same old motion, but never getting deliverance. Some people never will lift their hand. You got to pay them to lift their hand. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Give God some glory. Glory. When you want something from God, you ought to act like you want it. God loves his children, know how to reward them. Even you as a natural parent know how you need to reward your child. It's a different when the child come in there and act like they can't stand you and then talking about give them something. You ain't ready to give them nothing. But when one come in there and say, oh, mama, I don't care if your biscuit's harder than the sidewalk. You got the best biscuits I ever taste. Oh, mama, you burning up. I'm talking about them biscuits be harder than a tack. But mama, ooh, I tell you, I want me another one of them. They done hear the other, but they buttering you up. They getting ready to set you up. Hey, mama, can I have 50 cents? You ready to give them to me because they gave you the right praise. How is it that when you go to God and you ain't always going to him begging, but you just go to him and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. You know my heart, you've been real good to me. You've been real kind. You've been real merciful. Nobody but you, God. Just want to tell you thank you. Even when I didn't deserve it, you blessed me. You kept on taking care of me. I just wanted to say, some of y'all don't get it right now, but I just want to tell you thank for everything that you've done. That's why anytime is a good time. Anytime, I mean when they brought that pink slip. See, some folk know how to bring on miracles from God. And when things happen and they tell you this is going to be your last day, and I know tears sweat up in your eye. Devil always shows you the dismal result of where you're standing. Saying, well, this is it. But you need to remind the devil that even before I got this job, God was taking care of me. Even before I came here, he was taking care of me. And one thing that when I leave here, he's still going to take care of me. You got to understand, you ought to not ever put yourself in the position that your life is predicated on any one thing. But when you give God praise, I'm talking about early in the morning sometime, you ought to just get up and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Just want to praise you for your goodness. They ain't got to be because some check just showed up in the mail. It's easy to praise God when stuff happened for you. You go out there and check in the mailbox. Oh, we ain't got to wait till you get out. You be all out there on the street just bucking. Just going for, hallelujah. But what about when nothing is in the mailbox? Nobody in the house but you. You can just lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. They'll sit this third month notice, but I'm blessing you anyhow. When you're looking for a miracle, tell somebody don't get in the dump, but give God some praise. David, that great praiser, he gives us the chambers of how to get into the presence of God. When you get over to Psalms 100 and verse 4, David said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And so what you're doing, you're thanking him for the things he has done. You're thanking him for what he's doing right now. But tell somebody, you even thanking him for what he's going to do. And some of these things cannot be seen. And we must have faith to thank God and believe that he's there when we cannot see or feel him. And David began to say, and come into his courts with praise. And there, I've said it so many times, that there are several Hebrew words that simply refer to or really mean praise. The word barak, it means to kneel. It means to bless. It means to salute. And it speaks of the reverence and quietness before God, expecting by faith a response. Now all of the words for praise, this is one word which infers some kind of silence. Most of the time, there's something that can exhibit from praise that'll let something else surrounding let them know what you're dealing with. But when you barak him, people don't really know what's really going on with you. They don't know why you got your hand lifted sometime. They don't know why you would kneel sometime. But you don't have to say a word with this kind of praise. But then there is a praise that's called yada. It means the thankful expression of praise. And it comes from the root word meaning to throw the hands or the lifting of the hands. And this word implies actions. Can somebody shout action? It means that you can't sit there stiff-necked. You can't sit on your hands. But this word implies doing something. This is a heart praise with the outward sign of the lifted heart, describing the lifting of the heart. In other words, as I lift my hands to you, I just want to tell you I'm surrendering myself to you. In other words, I'm getting outside of what my heart had designed, but I'm lifting my heart to your word. And your word said, I never leave you and I never forsake you, but I be with you always. Meaning with my hand lifted, you're right here with me. If my hand stretched out, you got your hand stretched back out to me. So at the time that you're giving him the actions of lifting your hands, tell somebody, lift your heart. The word Todah, it means thanks and praise for what God is going to do. It's what they call the sacrifice of praise. And remember, I told you a sacrifice is going over and beyond what is normally required of you. Now, some of you all know that when you get to church, they're going to use the word praise at some point. So you come expected to do it when you come to church. But when you leave the bank with an overdrawn slip, can you give him the sacrifice? You don't feel like it because you know you're overbalanced. You really can't feel like it because you don't have no money. But the sacrifice here, I'm going to praise you anyhow. Can you praise him when you know you've been lied on? You know you've been talked about. You know you've been ridiculed. And they smiling all the time. But you say, I'm going to praise you anyhow. Not worry about what somebody, y'all don't hear me, about what somebody think. But I'm going to praise you in spite of the spiritual attack. I'm going to praise you in spite of what's transpired. Tell somebody that's a praise, you got to do it anyhow. And what this praise do is what you call faith praise in action. And it really honors God. And God sees us accepting his word without questioning him. In other words, I'm praising you by faith. No, it's not going good, but I'm praising you anyhow. I'm going to praise you till you turn it around. And God said, I see your faith. I see it in your praise. It's not just a verbalization. But when I see you praising me, when your body is wreaked with pain, when I see you praising me, when your mind is discombobulated, when I see you praising me, when your heart been ripped apart, God said, I see your faith. You didn't have to say it, but I see it in your actions. You ought to tell somebody anytime, well, it's a good time to praise him. The fourth word called Zema, it refers to sing. It's the instrumental praise. It's to touch the strings. And this word here goes out especially to the musicians. And it goes out to the choir members. This is the kind of praise that you give God for the service that you're rendering. This praise is not designed for your show. But this praise is designed that God gets the glory. That's why you got to have the best foot forward when you're bringing it before God. It ain't no time to be practicing on Sunday morning, but it's time for you to have it together because you're offering God the best praise. Not a praise where we come to show out and outdo one another, but it's a praise where we can sing together. And while you're going through,
come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
By Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.